The Blue Skies has been out there for a week.
Yeah, that man with a beard. I've seen him working on her.
Suspicious looking guy. Always keeps to himself.
You playing detective again?
In a gregarious society.
In a what?
It means everybody's friends with everybody else.
Boy, where'd you dig that one up?
In the funnies. And somebody who isn't friends with everybody else, well, he's suspicious. Why doesn't he ever come ashore?
How would I know?
Why don't we ask him?
I don't think Dad would like that. It's really none of our business.
We could pay a social call.
What?
Sandy, don't you ever want to grow up?
Okay. We'll have Flipper tow us out. Pretend we're just going for a swim. Flipper!
Flipper!
Well, we just wanted to...
You want this across your knuckles? Go on, shove off and don't come back.
Yes, sir. Now, what would make a guy act like that?
Like I said before, mighty suspicious.
Well, I guess we just better keep away. Boy, that guy sure sounds like trouble.
Yeah, we gotta find out why.
Quite a houseboat.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it might be worth the trip. Let's go.
Hello.
Yes, I know. Go on.
What are you, crazy? Put that back in there. We got a portable TV set, a transistor radio, a silver chalice, a bunch of cigarette lighters. What are you waiting for, the cops?
Want some more coffee, Dad?
No, thanks, Sandy. I've got a full day's work ahead of me.
Just like any other day.
Yeah, what's so special about it?
Well, I've got to go over to the fish farm to pick up some new stock so I can restock that lagoon. And listen, while I'm gone, I want you guys to keep your eyes open. I've had some complaints of pilfering, and that's one thing I won't tolerate.
Pilfering?
Yeah, someone's been breaking into the boats and laying their hands on anything they can get hold of. So keep your eyes open, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll see you later.
And I bet you I know who, too.
Bud, don't go jumping to conclusions just because that bearded guy didn't like the looks of us.
I didn't like the looks of him either.
Let's go find Flipper.
You mean we don't have to do the dishes?
I'll wash, you wipe.
Oh, why don't we just put the hose on?
I watched this guy draw $2,000 out of the bank. $2,000 in cold cash.
Just so he doesn't have a safe on board.
Well, if he does, I'm just the guy that can crack it. Doesn't look like there's anybody on board. What say we take a little swim and have a look-see, huh?
Ready when you are. Uh-oh. Cool it. We've got company.
Well, who cares about a couple of kids?
I do. They're the warden's boys.
That makes it a little different. Let's give him the muscle routine. Come on. Alley-oop.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, fellas.
Man, look at those muscles. Do you think I'll ever have muscles like that?
Sure, if you work at it every day, all day, and don't quit. Hey, watch this. Easy. Hold it right there. Okay.
Boy, I bet he's almost as strong as Flipper.
Stronger, Tiger, stronger. Who's this Flipper?
You see? He's real strong. He tows us all over the ocean.
You mean that's a pet?
A dolphin, the best pet a man ever had.
You mean he really tows you?
Sure. All the time, anywhere we want to go.
I bet he couldn't tow you out as far as that yawl out there.
You want to see?
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Hey, wait a minute. We don't want to tangle with that bearded guy again.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, he's not on board.
You sure?
I don't think so. Why don't you swim out and take a look?
Let's go.
Now, what was that all about?
If he is on board, now we'll find out, won't we?
How about that?
Marblehead.
You sure seemed in a hurry to get out here, bud.
Boy, we gotta investigate this.
Boy, that guy sure seemed mean. You think we ought to go on board?
Dad told us to keep our eyes open, didn't he?
Yeah, well, maybe we ought to think about this first.
They said it's all right, didn't they?
Yeah, but who are they?
Anybody with muscles like that has got to be a right guy.
I guess so.
Oh, come on. I bet you it's full of loose.
One of these days, your detective work is going to get us into a lot of trouble.
Going aboard. I guess that means nobody's home.
Let's go.
I'm with you.
You think it's okay to go inside?
Door like that wouldn't stop Dad, would it?
I better go first.
I'll go first. You cover me.
Right, cover you. Cover you.
Mullins will take care of the guard while O'Brien cuts the wire of the alarm system. Fingers will go to work on the safe and then pass the currency over to Harry. Mo will see we don't get no interference from the cop on the beat. And Sam will keep the getaway car all warmed up and ready to roll. And
bank robbers, let's get out of here.
I told you kids once and I'm not going to tell you again. You get off my ship.
Why don't you throw me off, Shrimp?
You killed him.
No, I just gave him a slight headache. He'll come around soon enough.
Did he hurt you fellas?
No, I guess not.
Well, that's just fine. Why don't you guys keep watch for us up here while Joanne and I go down below and have a look around?
I think I better get on the radio and call my dad.
You're not going to call anybody. Something aboard this ship I want, and I'm not going to leave until I get it. Come on.
Well, there's something else.
I don't like kids who argue. So unless you want to feel the flat of my hand... Both of you, get below. Go on, get. Come on. Go on, get down there. Listen, get in there. Go on, get in there. Come on. Oh, I don't want to hear a peep out of either one of you. Dig?
Yeah. I think he means it.
If you don't shut up. Hey, listen, after we find the money, we can open up the Seacocks.
Oh, is that necessary?
It's not necessary, but it's what I feel like doing. Now, start looking in that locker.
Hear that? He's gonna sink the ship.
We have to get out of here, you and me, somehow.
Guy hide $2,000 in cold cash.
Just might keep it on him.
Hey, that's an idea. Go take a look. Go on, go take a look. Nothing?
That's great. Flipper. Keep your cotton picking flippers off these fish. Go on, Flipper. Go find the boys. I've got work to do. Something wrong? Flipper, where are the boys? Where's Sandy? Where's Bud? All right, I'll go with you.
Now we can get off this stinking tub. Open up the sea cocks and we can beat it.
Do we have to do that?
Just do like I tell you, will you?
Trouble.
Right there, Warden.
Better drop that rifle, mister.
And you better get rid of that little cap pistol if you know it's good for you. Yeah, I got your little polywog kids down below. So come on, get rid of it. Nice and easy, like. Atta boy. Easy. Just watch it. That. Easy. Oh, atta boy. Nice.
I know it's Dad. We gotta get out there and give him help.
We'll get out of here somehow.
Watch out for him now. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Let us out!
Dad!
That's my boys in there. I gotta get them out.
I'll get them.
You two, that's the end of it. Come on back on board. Come on, move out.
Somebody's coming.
And it ain't Dad. Where can I go? Oh, good luck.
Nothing. Oh!
think I could have done it myself, though.
That's right. Time up. Nice and tight. Oh, you're tough. Real tough. Now, that's all right. Pull it up tight. Now, turn around and put your hands behind you. Go on.
Dad! 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 We got him, Dad.
We caught the criminal for you, Dad. All on our own. At least I think we did.
Oh, no.
Excuse me. We got him, Flipper.
Well, this is what they were looking for.
But that man down there, we heard him talking like a bank robber.
We sure did, Dad.
And now that he's come to, let's ask him ourselves. Mr. Dahmer, I have your money. You come up with your tape recorder, please?
Right.
Mr. Dahmer is a fiction writer. He records all his stories.
Yes, that's one of the reasons I keep to myself. Is it okay to play this thing, or will the two monsters hurl themselves at me again?
They'll behave themselves. I promise you that.
Begin chapter 7. They were whispering together in the corner of the dark alleyway, and the rain was playing a tattoo on the lids of the garbage cans. Mr. Biggs said harshly, Mullins will take care of the guard while O'Brien cuts the wire of the alarm system. Fingers will go to work on the safe and then pass the currency over to Harry. Now we'll see we don't get no interference from the cop on the beat. Sam will keep the getaway car all warmed up and ready to roll. We head for the hideout, and we share out the loot and break up. And me, I'm heading for the border. Want to hear any more?
Gee, I want to hear all of it, Mr. Dorby. That's great.
Now, wait a minute. We got something else to take care of first.
Yes, sir. Mr. Dorber, I'd like to apologize for thinking you were a no-good rat.
Yeah, me too. And for tapping you lightly over the head.
Tapping me? Lightly? Whoa.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Dorber, it didn't hurt that much, did it? I mean, we don't have muscles like those two. But did it really hurt that much?
Hi, Mr. Dobby, here's your hard-earned money.
Thank you. My royalties.
And I guarantee you these guys won't get in your hair again.
I sure hope to read your book, Mr. Dorber.
Yeah, and if there's anything we can do for you, Mr. Dorber, just let us know. We'll be glad to help you.
Sure.
Just to be left in peace, that's all. Just to be left in peace.
And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.